WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 7. The temperature is 74 after a high yesterday. Almost stayed in the 80s. Briefly touched 90. Briefly, some sprinkles around here, 2/800ths of an inch of rain yesterday at Easterwood Airport. The upcoming Brazos Valley weather forecast follows the news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming this fall. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. A Brazos County District Court jury has found the Bryan man not guilty of sex crimes that a now 24-year-old woman said took place 11 years ago. 32-year-old Eric Macias was indicted last January after the woman notified the district attorney's office. That's while prosecutors were preparing for another trial against Macias involving allegations reported by the woman's younger sister. According to online records, Macias was indicted in the first case in April 2011, has had 7 trial dates come and go. No trial date's been reset in the first case where Macias is accused of indecency with a child 9 years ago. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters presented next year's proposed budget at this week's Commissioner's Court meeting. He brought up the possible replacement of 11 law enforcement vehicles with Ford Explorers, a model that's been taken off the streets in Galveston and Austin. Peters says most people believe carbon monoxide issues are due to aftermarket parts installed on those vehicles.
We may have to plug in some monitors in there.
Peters says the Explorers, which cost more, are better than the cars they're replacing.
That's what our fleet maintenance director tells us, that they seem to begin to have problems a lot earlier in life than what we would have hoped. So we can't get anywhere near as many years out of them.
Sheriff's office will get 7 new vehicles, along with 2 for the jail, and Constable Precincts 1 and 2 would get 1 apiece. New leader of the American Legion in Texas is from Bryan. John Hines elected state commander during the Legion's 99th annual convention in Killeen. John and his wife, Jerry, active members of the local Legion's Earl Grand Post 159. Combination of continued construction in College Station and triple-digit weathers of late reached the College Station City Council at its last meeting. Whether construction companies should be allowed to start sooner than 7 in the morning depends on your perspective. During last week's council meeting, Mayor Carl Mooney spoke about an email he received from the mother of an A&M student in Northgate.
Mother who is concerned about her son who lives in the rise, and the construction has started early right there in the new adjacent high-rise that's under construction.
Julie Schultz had the opposite concern, joining construction companies who cannot start pouring concrete until noon.
They've had some health and safety issues. They're out there in the middle of the day, and they've had workers have, you know, illness.
Council decided to consider waiving the 7 a.m. rule at their next meeting, which is a week from tonight. Outside of Bryan and College Station, the electric company for most of the Brazos Valley is building a new power plant, Entergy receiving state approval to build a natural gas-fired plant near Willis in Montgomery County. Construction won't start for another year and a half and won't be completed until about 4 years from now. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 7. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 20. 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of clouds continue through the night. A few showers and thunderstorms, low to mid-70s. Partial sun developing on Thursday with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and a bit over 90, back down to 75 at night. Friday, sun and clouds, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. Hot, high temperature Friday in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, longtime Texas A&M athletic staffer Mike Fitch is the new public address announcer for Aggie men's basketball. Meanwhile, the Astros fell at home to the Rays, while the Rangers ended their losing streak with a win over the Mariners, and the Cowboys are playing tonight in the Hall of Fame game just before Jerry Jones is set to be inducted into the Hall. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I brought this up with Zach yesterday. One of you can enlighten me. Anyone know who's going to give the introduction to Jerry Jones?
Ooh,
who's going to introduce him?
I think he'll introduce himself since God's busy. I have no idea.
It is Sunday after all, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Also from the text line, if you've been listening to Mayor Carl Mooney's comments about the construction in Northgate disrupting the sleep pattern that a mother's concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
From the text line 979-695-1620, does said TAMU student whose mom wrote the email, does she check his homework each morning also?
Well, and I think that that's probably a pertinent question. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. We're sending your little snowflake out into the world, and they will be in an entire world of people who mostly don't love them or care what happens. But, you know, I got to... Look, there are lots of places where you can see. We see concrete trucks as we're driving to work, right?
Sure.
I mean, they've got the lights up and they're pouring concrete because, you know, it's only 78 degrees at that time of day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if mom wants to come out and pour concrete with the guys at 2 in the afternoon, then that'd be all right.
Sure, yeah.
But again, and then you got to put the black plastic on it, right, to let it set up, too. There's a whole bunch of things in the world of concrete that if you can get an earlier start, you can probably be a little more productive.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you know, babying them, for lack of a better word, like that, you know, just making sure that their sleep schedule isn't disturbed. That stuff isn't going to fly later on in life when, like, you know, the lawn maintenance crew outside their apartment is getting fired up at 8 in the morning. Are they going to complain to then?
Oh, you say that. They may be able to call them. And by the way, if your neighbors are making too much noise, does your mom come over and bang on the wall?
Right.
You people settle down. Just saying. All right, August the 26th, college football begins. Woohoo!
Yay!
It'll be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm, right around the corner.
Old guy sports note. Air Parsegian died. Longtime coach of Notre Dame, or long ago coach at Notre Dame. He coached there for 11 years. And I remember Lou Holtz, when he took over, saying he had to go back and look at Parsegian's one-loss record because he thought it was a misprint. This guy coached for 11 seasons at Notre Dame and lost 17 games.
Wow.
In 11 seasons.
That is impressive.
And one of the most articulate analysts on TV.
Yeah. He was. He really was. He was really, really good at that. And again,
I had so much in sport. I wanted to include that, you know, but it happened yesterday morning, and I know Zach covered it.
Yeah.
I wanted to include it.
He was 94
so
years old. And granted, look, Notre Dame... like the Pope was their director of recruiting. So, I mean, they got a lot of really good players. We understand that. But still, 95-17-4, which is really an amazing story. And he was the coach when Notre Dame, again, a different time. Granted, a different time. Mm-hmm. But I happen to be covering sports during this time. Notre Dame had elected to not go to a bowl game for 45 years.
Wow.
45 years, they went, nah, we're not going to do a bowl game.
We just don't feel like it.
But when they did, they came back, and they came back to the 1970 Cotton Bowl game. They played in the Cotton Bowl after being out of the football bowl stuff for 45 years.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of neat. But anyway, just thought that was interesting. So now, Bill, you have the story about how there are some cities that are deciding that they don't want to have the Ford Explorers, and yet Brazos County is moving into that. Did we happen to ask, did we get some sort of a discount? You know, because of the publicity about the carbon monoxide.
Well, when they go through the bidding procedure, certainly the vehicles probably should cost less.
Yeah, that's it'd be nice.
But we haven't heard of any Ford recall, which again goes back to what Judge Peters is saying. It's aftermarket parts, probably. That's that installation is apparently doing something to generate the CO2.
And we had that story, I want to say, last week or the week before, as Austin was looking at that.
Yeah, and Galveston's now joined them.
And it made you wonder how long those vehicles had been on the road before that problem started.
Yeah.
Was it instantaneous, or had it been for a while, or whatever? But nonetheless, all right, we're going to have some here. And, you know, nowadays they do. They have to have those big cars, because those Crown Vics weren't even big enough.
I saw a Crown Vic and a Charger, both DPS, pulled somebody over on the freeway last night.
Okay.
Why can't there be the cottage industry of just refurbishing Crown Vics?
Well, you know, they do it in the airline industry. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things they said about Southwest Airlines, the reason they only flew one kind of airplane, because they could just warehouse the same parts.
Yeah.
Make it happen. You know, it was easy to do because they had tons and tons and tons of them.
And maybe that particular traffic stop was a test to see, you know, which one would get there faster.
Ah, could be that, too. You know, you talk about parts, though. That reminds me that the National Insurance Crime Bureau has put out their list of the most stolen cars.
Uh-oh.
And parts is the reason for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And number one, and I think they've been number one or two for a long, long time. Number one and two, in fact, there are Hondas.
Oh,
the Honda Accord and the Honda Civic.
I guess because the kids these days are tricking them out, as they say.
Yeah, okay, that's it. But there's the thing is, the availability of parts has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Then Ford pickups is number three. Number four is Chevy pickups. Number five would be your Toyota Camry. Then the Nissan Altima. Dodge trucks, they're in at number seven, and the Toyota Corolla, number eight. So those are the most stolen.
A couple of those are kind of confusing, like the Altima. Like, and the, you know, that's just a good car.
Yep.
I don't think that's one of those ones that they turn into those street racers.
I think it's just plain easy to get
and I
get,
into them.
I get trucks because their parts are very valuable.
Sure.
You know, they hold their value. So
take them, chop them up, and there's money to be had there. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so you know, Shark Week is continuing this week.
Oh, is it?
Well,
I figured you'd bring it up at some point.
Okay. Now, if you can believe this, Donald Trump was once set to play the president in the 2015. Well, it says here classic on the 2015 movie Sharknado 3. Oh Hell No! The Hollywood Reporter says that producers originally wanted Sarah Palin for the role as the U.S. American president, but talks fell through. And even Ian Ziering attempted to use his friendship with Trump that he'd developed during his stint on Celebrity Apprentice to get the producers to at least send out an offer.
I would have loved to see that.
Mr. Trump initially said yes.
Oh, boy.
But then they sent the contract to his lawyer, and he told producers, Donald's thinking about making a legitimate run for the presidency, so we'll get back to you. Might not be the best time. So that happened. They needed to have a second backup plan, so they did. And you know who got the job as president in that? Was Mark Cuban.
Oh.
Who, in fact, has kind of dug his tasseled loafer into the carpet saying he might be making a run.
So can we use this movie as a preview or
A springboard?
Cubes? Yeah.
A springboard. I actually saw him buy something on Shark Tank last night.
Oh, yeah?
He does fewer and fewer deals than all the rest of the sharks on there, as far as I can tell. Because, again, if you want to run for president, you have to think about everything that you're doing while you're in the public eye.
Yeah.
And some things when you're not in the public eye. So could well be that that's it.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. Chelsea's not here today, so we can do our science update.
Right? Oh, good. We got some space news.
We do. Well, we have big eclipse news.
Okay, all right.
Don't forget, the eclipse is coming up on August the 21st. Now, Bill, have you been in touch with people who are going to be near the path of this?
Yes.
Was it your brother who you said be nearby?
No, my college buddy.
Oh, okay. Then we may be
my alma mater's right at ground zero.
Ah, okay. So, that'd be a great time for a class reunion, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Monday the 21st, in case you didn't know, Mashable.com says new data from the search engine Google, I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
Once or twice.
Shows that most of the searches are coming from areas within the path of totality, where you'll be able to see the moon, of course, completely blot out the sun. We tell you that so that in case that you run into somebody who listens to, like, a country music station, doesn't know how a solar eclipse happens, you can tell them.
Yeah, okay. You can be the smart friend.
That's right.
Yeah, which is the reason I'm going to let those who can project the view of the eclipse on TV or online, why make the 12-hour drive? Because I'm going to have to look at a piece of paper.
Well, of course, that's why Chelsea is out today. She's looking for her shoebox that she's going
to
convert
that
into the, yeah.
Now, one of the things I think Kim Komando said yesterday, maybe, or did this week, is if you are going to try to watch this on your device, you may be disappointed because sites certainly may crash because of this.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe be in front of a TV.
Plus,
whatever.
You're watching it on your phone. Like, are you going to get the same effect, really?
I know. That's true. All right. So in the last 7 days, Google says Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Idaho, is the metro area with the most interest in the eclipse. Oregon is the state with the most searches for eclipse. Oregon is actually the first state that will experience the eclipse, of course. That'll happen at 10:15 in the morning in the Oregon coast. The total solar eclipse will pass over about a dozen states before moving out to sea. Hey, do it out there. Go out in the ocean.
Yeah.
After leaving the South Carolina coast about 3 o'clock Eastern time, it will be visible to folks on the ground for about 2 minutes. If you're not in the path of totality, almost everyone else in the 48 contiguous states will be able to see a partial eclipse. Now, and we mentioned, I'll get the site again as we get closer to it, but you can enter a zip code and it will tell you what the percentage of totality will be. And I want to say at 1:44 in the afternoon is when it's going to be the most here. And I forget what it is, but nonetheless.
Well, don't tell Chelsea, but I'm actually pretty excited about
this. Okay, well,
so.
It's a neat deal.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, it can't be, you can't make it happen. You can't buy it. You know, it's the Earth, so it does it.
You can CG it, perhaps, but.
Yeah, my hope is that climate change doesn't impact it. We haven't heard that report yet. I'm sure they'll tie the two together somehow.
Yeah.
But just know. ABC News says that they're putting together a two-hour special for the Great American Eclipse. It'll be anchored by David Muir from World News Tonight with a large team of reporters checking in from viewing parties and various landmarks within the path of totality.
If only Dick Clark was alive.
Yeah. You know, you're right. Ryan Seacrest.
Rockin' August Eclipse.
Right. Ryan Seacrest will not do nearly as well.
Yeah.
It would be much better.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm all for American exceptionalism. Don't get me wrong. But is it really the American eclipse?
Well, of course it is.
It's happening all over the world, right?
It's the American eclipse. Yeah.
Okay. And how will the politicians spin this?
You're right.
Why hasn't Fox started bringing this up yet, or MSNBC?
They will. Don't worry. It'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you've been one of the parents who's given the keys to your 16-year-old and let them drive you home from the grocery store or whatever, you can relate. You freak out when your kid's about to get the license because you just know that there's going to be an accident sometime within the first week.
Of course.
But apparently they get comfortable and they start, taking more risks after a year or two. A new survey linked to high school sophomores who just got their license and also juniors and seniors who've had theirs for a while. And the older kids admitted they actually take more risks behind the wheel. 18% of sophomores said they speed sometimes, compared to 23% of the juniors and 35% of the seniors. So you're almost twice as common for an 18-year-old than it is for your brand-new drivers who are, 16.
So compare that to 55-year-olds.
Oh, that's it. Now there, you start factoring oldsters. Start stirring that into
what
the pot.
What does that look like? Yeah.
Now, driving with a bunch of people in the car can also cause a crash because it's distracting.
Distracted driving.
One-third of sophomores do it, compared to 35% of the juniors and 47% of the seniors. 13% of sophomores sometimes drive when they're feeling drowsy. 15% of the seniors say yes, they do that. And 26% of the seniors say that they do. But here's the big one. 49% of sophomores say they sometimes use their phone while driving.
Mm.
For juniors, it's 58%. For seniors, 67%.
And again, 55-year-olds?
But not here because it's illegal in College Station. They don't do it in College Station. Nobody does it in College Station.
No.
Because they've got signs up to tell us.
Yeah.
So there. But don't assume that your kid is safe once they've been driving for 6 months or a year, and don't stop giving them driving lessons either. 40% of the kids in the survey said their parents stopped as soon as they got their license. Good point.
Yeah.
An excellent point, as a matter of
fact. Can always learn more.
Just because they've got their license. Well, but the other thing is, and if you, you know, your kids start watching you drive when they get to be of an age because they're thinking about driving. Mm. But I would like to see some statistics when it has to do with how many kids get the license within the, well, let's say, first 6 months of their eligibility. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know that that number has grown. I don't know that it hasn't gone down some.
Oh, I think it has gone down. Yeah, I think we've talked about this even before about, you know, I was telling you, my niece, she's 18 and she doesn't have a license, and it's because she just didn't want to get one. She relied on rides.
I have a friend who has a son who's a sophomore or junior in college, lives 200 miles from home, and dad has to go down and pick up son if he wants to go see him.
Yeah, it's apparently super common right now.
Because the son plans upon graduation is going to live in an urban area that he won't need a vehicle.
Wow.
Which is so weird because when I was growing up, we couldn't wait to get our license.
Sure.
Like we were looking up the laws trying to get like hardship licenses if we could, you know.
Interesting.
Early.
I find that, I mean, I hear that's an interesting thought about the guy who says he's going to live in an urban area and will not have the need to drive. It just seems like it ought to be something you know.
Yeah.
But not sure. All right, 7:26. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Lots of moisture out there, and maybe we'll get some rain today. They say there's a 50-50 chance that that'll happen. High temperature of only 92, so that will be nice, meaning we're going to have clouds most of the day. 76 for a low temperature tonight. Then we'll have a 40% chance of rain during the day tomorrow and a 50% on Sunday, Saturday, and then 40% again on Sunday and Monday. So some moisture in the air for a while. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 3, 88% relative humidity, overcast skies. We've got 76.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
There is a huge unanswered question in the story I'm about to tell you, but first, the facts as we know them. Linda Hampton is a preschool teacher in the Waco Independent Public School District. She saw that one of her young students was in distress. The little boy had stuffed so much pizza into his mouth it began to choke. So Ms. Hampton ran to the child and performed a finger sweep. Now, for those of you in Rio Linda, a finger sweep isn't what you think it is. The teacher cleared out the boy's mouth with her finger, pulling out a gob of pizza. The boy was saved. It was a job well done. But a year later, state regulators reviewing the situation moved to take away Linda Hampton's teaching license. Apparently, a classroom aide had a different perspective. She claimed a teacher's finger sweep was just a mean-spirited attempt to deprive the 5-year-old of his public school breakfast. Yet another adult in the classroom backed Ms. Hampton's account, but state investigators never bothered to speak with her. Now, thankfully for Linda Hampton, Robert Mueller wasn't called in, or she might be still under investigation. Finally, last week, after 2 years, she prevailed when the aide admitted the boy had indeed been in distress. The judge tossed the case, which brings us to the big unanswered question. Since when do preschool kids get taxpayer-supplied pizza for breakfast, for crying out loud? To heck with the finger sweep. When do we start doing this?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 8, the temperature 74. Check out the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm Bill Oliver. While the cities of Austin and Galveston are taking Ford Explorers off their streets, they may be coming to Brazos County. That was part of County Judge Dwayne Peters' 2018 budget presentation at this week's Commissioner's Court meeting.
I know there was some bad publicity pop up in the last few days about carbon monoxide. I think most folks kind of believe it's aftermarket addition, some things that are added to it that may be causing the leaks.
Peter says the recommendation comes after learning the repair history of the cars that will be replaced.
They do cost more money, but it just doesn't seem like the chargers are holding up as well.
Next year's proposed county budget calls for replacing 11 law enforcement vehicles, 7 for the sheriff's office, 2 for the jail, and 1 apiece for constable precincts 1 and 2. Peter says they may install CO2 monitors on the Explorers. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk surprised this week at the Sheriff's Association of Texas 140th Annual Conference. Kirk selected this year's recipient of a statewide award. The Tom Tillotson Award has been presented since 1975 as the association's highest tribute. More than 6 years after a Bryan man was indicted by a grand jury for a sex crime against an underage girl, he's been found not guilty of illegal contact against an older sister. A Brazos County District Court jury deliberated 5 hours yesterday before acquitting 32-year-old Eric Macias. This was a charge from a grand jury indictment earlier this year, as the district attorney's office was preparing for a trial involving the younger sister. Online court records do not indicate a trial date in the other case. A Robertson County man charged with 11 crimes in Brazos County District Courts admitted to 7, and the remainder were dropped. According to online court records, 20-year-old DeQuandrance Bella Bremon was sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2 separate cases, one shooting a man outside the King Mark convenience store in Bryan 3 years ago. Bell also admitted to trying to destroy cocaine during an arrest last year, also in Bryan. He also admitted to 5 other drug and weapons charges. 4 other charges, 3 of them misdemeanors, were either dismissed or prosecutors were barred from proceeding. One of 2 men has admitted to their part in having a large amount of drugs in their apartment. According to online court records, 21-year-old Kyle Clayton faces 10 years in prison. But when his punishment's reviewed after 90 days, Clayton could receive 8 years of probation. He was also ordered to pay a $5,000 fine. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, officers seized 5,000 Xanax pills, along with smaller quantities of psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, and oxycodone. Clayton told officers he sold the Xanax and marijuana. Clayton's roommates awaiting trial while out on bond. A Houston area man's admitted to his role in a smash-and-grab burglary at a Family Dollar store in Bryan last October. 24-year-old Corey Elam's one of 5 men arrested not only for burglary but for engaging in organized criminal activity. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Elam was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Cases against the 4 others remain pending. Prosecutors say Bryan police officers were waiting for the group based on a tip from the Pasadena Police Department. A week from tonight, when the College Station City Council meets again, they'll consider allowing construction companies to start work earlier than 7 in the morning. This was brought up at last week's council meeting. Julie Schultz among those receiving the request from contractors.
What they wanted to see if there was some way to do a variance to start earlier, at least in the summer, and actually we exacerbated the problem with asking for concrete streets. The university and staff wants things to be complete in the summer before the students get back, so we're kind of putting them between a rock and a hard place with those times.
Carl Mooney has heard from those who live in Northgate who think construction already starts too early in the morning.
I've received an email from a mother who is concerned about her son who lives in the Rise.
Council agreed to consider the contractor's request during the consent agenda a week from tonight. The electric provider for most of the Brazos Valley outside of Bryan and College Stations received permission from the Texas Public Utility Commission to proceed with building a new power plant near Willis. What Entergy is calling the Montgomery County Power Station will be a natural gas-fired plant. Construction won't start until the first quarter of 2019, won't be completed until 4 years from now. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to find the new weathers. Hang on. I was doing something else. I'm going to get you to repeat it again in just a minute like you can. Okay, say it again. About being Bill Oliver. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Yeah, that part. Okay.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank. Or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Look for a high temperature today, about 92 degrees, and a 50-50 chance of showers, 40% chance of rain tonight, 50% chance on Saturday, and a 40% chance on Sunday and Monday. Right now, 76 out there.
All right, I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some of the recent dismissals and suspensions in college football as the season rapidly approaches. Meanwhile, the Rangers went over the Mariners, snapped their four-game losing streak, while the Astros dropped one to the Rays at Minute Maid. And Will Fuller is out for the Texans indefinitely due to a collarbone injury. We'll hear from Coach Bill O'Brien and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so we were discussing who was going to be presenting Jerry Jones into the Pro Football Hall of Fame coming up this weekend. Because after all, he's always had plenty to say, but who's going to stand up for him?
Right.
His wife.
Who can say it better?
His wife is going to do that. Okay. So make it a family affair, right? All right. So
if anybody could do it.
I suppose. So now, Bill, you can appreciate this being an old guy. It was on this date in 1979 that My Sharona was the number one song in America.
All right. Spun that little 45 at the mighty KDLX, carrier current radio station at Northwest Missouri State University.
It was by the Knack.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Yep, fed by electric lines through all the dormitories and the J.W. Jones Student Union.
Is that right?
That's right.
So it was
it's now a low power FM station.
Okay, but it was not an on the air station, huh?
Not an over the air station.
Well,
through your electric outlet radio
station.
Yeah. and the call letters were intentionally made that way because you had to articulate KDLX.
Okay.
You could not run them together.
Oh. Yeah. Now, in the meantime, you know, they that's not uncommon that you have this closed network, if you will, within a building. And Walter Reed Army Hospital had that for years. And Charles Osgood was a disc jockey there when Dwight Eisenhower was in and called and requested songs.
Huh. I'm sure the Knack was on that list.
Probably not. Not 1979. But I'm thinking if the president calls with a request, you probably play it. So now, I guess this hasn't happened before, but it seems overdue. Walt Disney World looking for new and innovative ways to Well, it says here, bring enjoyment to their guests.
Okay.
Which is just another way of saying...
Get some money.
Make you pay more money.
And they used to be the innovator.
Yeah.
The leading edge.
Well, now what they're going to do is you will be able to take a food tour of the Magic Kingdom.
Mm.
While it hasn't been confirmed yet, it looks as if that could be the brand new park-wide food tour coming in what's called a Taste of the Magic Kingdom.
It already sounds delicious.
If this new tour starts later this year, as is being reported, it could bring door-to-door enjoyment for your favorite Disney snacks and food.
Sources. And can't you see that being extended to home delivery?
Oh, that could work. Some say that it'll start October the 1st. We'll see if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And we really haven't had a food story yet this morning.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find one, as a matter of fact. Well, gosh, I really can. It would appear now that Krispy Kreme donuts going to give you an opportunity to, and again, since we don't have them here.
Yeah.
I mean, there ever a Krispy Kreme?
Yes, here? Yes. Well, there was a time when, remember, Krispy Kreme decided they wanted to kind of extend the brand, and so they did open some stores, and then they did some franchises.
Because I was in a community of 40,000 that actually had one in a Walmart for a while.
Well, you know, quite honestly, I think Shipley's did a pretty good job of scaring them away and keeping them from coming in here.
Yeah.
The only other one I could think of, we had a Winchell's Donuts here for a while near Texas and North Street. But
I
not
do anymore. Love some Shipley's, though.
Yep. The classic peanut butter and chocolate combination, almost impossible to resist. So here we go. It's a donut from Krispy Kreme that will have Reese's peanut butter cream inside, dipped in chocolate icing, and then also they'll have the little peanut butter chips on top of it.
Mm.
All of that can be yours.
I'm trying to remember the name of almost exactly the same thing I had about 40 years ago in a town of about 12,000 at a mom and pop, Jane Lee Donuts.
Well,
McPherson, Kansas, no longer exists. But
do you have a?
I can't remember what I had last night for dinner, but I can tell you
but
what.
But you remember that?
I remember a donut from 1983. So
right, well, that means it was good.
It was wonderful.
Wash your ears.
I think yes. It may have been called Dennis the Menace.
Sounds not good.
And it's Jay North's birthday.
That's right. So that'd be perfect. All right.
Full
so
circle.
Here, let's talk about being healthy.
After that,
the Donnelly family of Ireland has managed to live for a really, really long time.
How long?
Well, a combined age of 1,075 years.
Over how many generations?
I'm not sure, but it says that they now have the world's record for the oldest family, but they do have a secret. They have a secret food that makes it happen for them.
What is it?
It's a bowl of porridge, but not in the morning. It's a bowl of porridge before they go to sleep at night, about 10 o'clock at night. Then they have porridge again at 7 in the morning. It's basically cooked oats and milk, and then they put what they call a spot of jam on top of it.
And here I was eating my porridge in the morning. That's the mistake I've
that's
been
it. Making. Well, yeah. But again, you know, I'm saying that, and I'm looking at a picture of this donut that's filled with peanut
good
butter
stuff.
Cream.
Yeah.
I'm thinking being able to do that.
When I see that kind of a choice in front of me, I say, what, do you want to live forever?
Yeah, really. You know? 743, a German court has ruled that local authorities are entitled to prevent a group calling itself the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster from advertising their noodle masses. Noodle masses. It's standard practice in Germany for small signs at the entrance of towns to announce that a Lutheran church or a Catholic church is there and details when their services are held. The Spaghetti Monster Group, an organization that criticizes religion as being intolerant, wanted permission to do the same in a city called Templin, Germany. That's northeast of Berlin.
Any relation to our city manager
the two maybe his family came from there. Could be. A German court ruled yesterday that the group cannot do that.
Yeah.
Only because they couldn't get a sign size variance to fit the whole title.
or it had colors that were not on the color palette.
Yeah. Okay. They're just a group that is out there for the purpose of
antagonizing everybody else.
Yeah. They're atheists pretending to be religious extremists so that they can make a point, you know.
Now, they're not the Pastafarians, are they?
They are.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
okay.
Flying Spaghetti Monster.
All right, because we did a story about somebody who was able to get a Pastafarian hat, wear a colander on their head for their driver license. I think we had that story earlier this year. All
and
right.
That's what they do.
Kind of an interesting... we'll see what this is. Hello?
A little bit earlier, you misspoke.
Oh, what did I say?
Well, you were talking about Shark Week. Shark Week is over.
It's Sharknado week. Is that it?
Correct. And two very different approaches. Shark Week was on Discovery Channel. Sharknado is Sci-Fi Channel. And the Queen is going to make an appearance on Sharknado 5.
Ooh,
what?
Global Swarming.
I thought it was called Make America Bait Again.
That was the promo tag that they used.
Oh, just the tagline. Oh,
Make America Bait Again. Okay. That's just the tagline. But this is Global Swarming, and they're going to be attacking London.
Global Swarming.
Apparently, Finn is going to have to save the Queen from the shark attack.
Who's Finn?
Finn's the star. Oh. That would be Ian Ziering. He's the star.
Has he been on your show?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
That is awesome.
And which leads me to the perfect segue is that this afternoon I'm going to have shark expert Dr. Chris Lowe on. He is studying the migration patterns of the great white along the California coast.
Giving the great shark lowdown, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems that they are appearing in greater numbers in Southern California now, whereas before they were primarily confined to Northern California. And it could be that there's just more bait in the water, so to speak.
I'm sorry. The bait, yeah, the shark. I have a shark researcher story that you can use with him.
Oh, good. Well, in order to get Dr. Lowe on, I had to answer questions as to, Dr. Lowe is a serious scientist, and, you know, this is his life, so what kind of questions are you going to ask him? So apparently I can't ask him about Sharknado 5.
Oh,
well, yeah.
I used to ask Aggie football coaches what color their tuxedo was at their senior prom. What's wrong with that?
And I know, and I think that has really hindered my ability to have conversations with people like that.
Because so. I might ask a question off topic. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I've got to stay on topic. Dr. Lowe will never come on again.
Okay. Approximately what time will we be on so they don't have to listen to the whole show?
Approximately a little after 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to that. Thanks. It's on another channel. Okay. See you later.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to help us stuff the bus August 7th through the 11th. Stuff the Bus is a community-wide school supply drive to help thousands of kids in our local schools. For times and drop-off locations near you, visit jlbcs.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Okay, Mom and Dad, you gotta be honest. Aren't there times when deep down somewhere you say to yourself, you know what? I don't like my teenager right now. Take heart. You're not alone. Parenting can be stressful when you're dealing with a 14 or 15-year-old who's testing the boundaries. They want to become more independent, and you're holding them back. At least, that's how they see it. It's a relational tug-of-war that can get on your nerves. When a conflict erupts, remember this. Love is an action. That means you can express love toward your teenager even when you don't feel like you can be in the same room with them for very long. Do something positive. Pray. Say something uplifting or encouraging to your teen. Listen to their point of view without interrupting or without immediately correcting them. I do that one. Zero in on what they're really struggling with. Whatever you do, don't pull away. When they're pushing you to your limit, that's when they need you to hang in there and connect with their hearts the most. It's easy to love somebody who's acting lovable. It's not so easy to offer the support they really need when you're welling up with frustration and anger. Even when you don't like your teenager very much, love them by taking positive action and by remaining engaged. Pursue them in ways that remind them that they're loved, no matter what. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, longtime Texas A&M athletics staffer Mike Fitch has been named the new public address announcer for Aggie men's basketball. Over the years, Fitch has provided PA duties for every Aggie sport, most notably soccer, equestrian, baseball, and softball. After serving as a backup announcer for men's basketball last year, he became the primary PA voice for the last 8 games of the season. In college football, Oklahoma backup quarterback Chris Robeson has been dismissed from the program for violating team rules. Coach Lincoln Riley made the announcement in a news release. Robeson was rated a 4-star recruit by 24/7 Sports, ESPN, Rivals, and Scout. He participated in spring practice after enrolling at Oklahoma in January. Elsewhere, LSU coach Ed Orgeron says starting offensive lineman Maya Tahuma has been suspended indefinitely for a violation of team rules. Orgeron revealed earlier this week that Tahuma wasn't practicing when fall camp opened because of academic reasons. In Major League Baseball, rookie Austin Pruitt and 3 relievers combined on a 5-hitter in the Tampa Bay Rays handed Dallas Keuchel his first loss of the season, beating the Houston Astros 3-0. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch on pitcher Dallas Keuchel's performance.
A little better as the night went on, and after the first inning, he was pretty good. He was just a little unlucky. I mean, they didn't really hit the ball that hard. They, only a couple, but he found himself in some trouble and some extended innings, and then finished with his best inning with the double play ball. So, all in all, I think it's a step forward for Dallas getting back to where he needs to get to.
The Astros are hoping to split the series tonight as they face the Rays in Houston. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Joey Gallo hit another tape measure homer, and the Texas Rangers ended their homestand with a 5-1 win over the Seattle Mariners. Delino DeShields and Elvis Andrews also homered for Texas, which snapped a 4-game losing streak. Here's Coach Jeff Banister.
No, we needed it. We need every win that we can get right now, and it's nice. Anytime you can get a win, and we're traveling out of here, get on a plane, go to Minnesota, and try to carry that momentum with us and see if we can't put a few more on the board.
The Rangers start a fresh 4-game series with the Twins tonight on the road. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m., and you can catch that action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, bad news out of Texans training camp yesterday. Second-year wide receiver Will Fuller has broken his collarbone and will be out indefinitely. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien on Fuller.
I mean, I'm concerned anytime a guy has to leave practice early, so I'm always concerned about the safety of the players.
A first-round pick out of Notre Dame in 2016, Fuller injured himself while going up for a pass during practice. Tonight in Canton, the Dallas Cowboys are set to play in the Hall of Fame game. As luck would have it, it also comes on the same weekend that team owner Jerry Jones is set to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame.
I just am so thrilled specifically that this team, and we're getting to play that preseason game up there. It really meant a lot to me to think that our whole team will be there and actually going to attend the induction.
Kickoff between the Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals is set for tonight at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in Dallas, police say it's unlikely charges will be filed against a former Baylor football player who sent a series of fiery emails to the Dallas Morning News questioning coverage of his sexual assault trial. The Waco Tribune Herald reports Sam Akwachu continued to send emails to the DMN after it sent a cease and desist letter to Akwachu and his attorney. And out on the links, Martin Keimer is withdrawn from the PGA Championship next week because of a left shoulder injury. His brother Philip says the 2010 PGA Championship winner has inflammation in the tendon of his upper biceps and has been advised by doctors to step away from golf for 10 days. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
About 4 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Uri's here this morning from the Bomberland. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
The season is just about, regular season, just about over, right?
Yeah, last two regular season home games. We've got Aggie Night, a big firework night. Jersey's benefiting Fit 360, which is Nutribolt's nonprofit that they help get started, that is helping the youth get active in our schools. Mm-hmm. And then that's on Friday night, and a big fireworks show. And it's
as
not
always.
No burn ban.
Oh, that's
no
right.
Burn ban in August. It's like the first time in 6 years.
Really? Yeah.
We are actually shooting fireworks on a Friday night. And then you follow it up with a selfie jersey. Cognizant Technologies is doing a give back game to the community, and we've got people's faces on the selfie jersey, and people can actually win and take that jersey home with them.
Like random people?
Random people. Okay. Anyone that submitted online, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
Lots, over 100 little selfies everywhere.
Oh, like a bunch of them?
A bunch of them. Yeah, it's not just your face. It's everybody's faces.
Okay.
And that's Saturday night, and that's the end of the regular season.
Okay.
And then the big playoff game next Wednesday. So Wednesday night, the Bombers will take on either the Texarkana Twins or the Texas Marshals. They're still in a heated battle to see who gets the fourth seed in the playoffs for the Texas Collegiate League. It's a one-and-done game. It's like that wild card game. It's a lot of fun for our fans, a lot of stress for our front office staff, because you lose, the season is over.
Yeah.
You win, you go to best-of-three championship series next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So it'd be like 10th, 11th, and 12th. Now, you've won this 5-6 years in a row?
Five regular season championships.
Yeah.
So we're on the verge of winning our sixth regular season title, and then we've won four consecutive championships. So we've won the playoffs and have hosted those 4 years, that one-and-done playoff game, which is so critical, and that's why the fan support's always helpful for our players to come out there and win that game.
Well, and if you haven't been out this year, I mean, one more reason to come out. The Nutribolt Stadium has a completely new look in the stands and on the field.
Yeah, $1.86 million renovation, included brand-new LED lights, a brand-new scoreboard, also a soccer scoreboard, but not for today, the new field. The field is just amazing. Every time I walk in there, it's new. It's Nutribolt Stadium. It's just a phenomenal playing surface. It's the field turf. We've got brand new seating down the bullpens, our right field section, which is really a great chair back seat. You've got all kinds of other improvements, new sound system, and just really thrilled about the partnership with the City of Bryan, seeing the vision of bringing people into town. We're actually hosting a tournament already this weekend, so it'll be our second tournament we're hosting since the field opened. More tournaments coming down the pipeline, so we're looking forward to continuing to bring hotel people into our community from out of town, as well as providing a great service for our fans, both for the Bombers, the Cavalry, and the people who play baseball or soccer here in the Brazos Valley.
If they want tickets,
BVBombers.com's got all the details. You can actually pick your seat where you want to sit, print your ticket at home so you don't have to stand in line in the ticket office, and that's both for Friday night's firework game, Saturday, selfie jersey, as well as the playoffs.
Cool. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Over 10,000 people have got the deal of a lifetime at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. Say hello, people.
Hello, people.
It's your turn. Get the used car deal of a lifetime during Atkinson Toyota's 200th Repo Joe Sale. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of almost 200 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield, some just $89 a month. Stock number 171756A, 2010 Toyota Corolla, selling price $52.99. 72 months at 2.99% APR, $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all.
Over 10,000 people know where to get the deal of a lifetime.
The Repo Joe!
your turn. Visit RepoJoe.com. Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville. Our 200th event ends Saturday, subject to prior sale.
Hey, fingers crossed, we're going to get some rain today. They're telling us a 50-50 chance of showers with a high temperature about 92 today. And, in fact, we're going to have a chance of rain all weekend, which, again, we could use. It would be an all right thing. Still pretty pleasant out there. We've got 76 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW. College Station Bryan, really no rain right now. Most of it is east of Waco.